This Arts Roundup is presented courtesy of the Sanlam Art Collection and Gallery. Live with confidence and experience a selection of the best South African art at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bellville. I'm speaking to Gail Derriere of the Cape Gallery. Gail, it's been a long association that you've had with the Cape Gallery, in fact, 35 years, and 30 years as the owner. Tell us a little bit about it, because I think we can claim that you certainly are one of the doyens of the art world in Cape Town.
Well, it's been a really exhilarating trip, scary at times because the art market has fluctuated, but I've enjoyed every minute of it. We've exhibited artists, Cape artists, on a regular basis, sometimes once a month, and it's been an opportunity to get to know the personalities in the Cape, what they do and how they perceive the world around them.
And particularly in a very specific building. Tell us a little bit about that, because I was fascinated.
It's a very old building at the back, only one section. You know, the Cape Cretonians were inveterate builders, but when Cecil Michaelis marked the Michaelis building as the centre of or universe in Cape Town, the little back building at the back, the 17th, 18th century building, was one of the first buildings on the road leading off the city centre. So it's a very old building with Robben Island stone at the back, a wall, VOC thinkers, and, you know.
It's got a strong, strong history and a wonderful setting for your new show, Phenomenal Cape. Tell us a bit about this and why we should come and see the show.
Well, you know, we've been locked down for a long time, so I was looking for an exhibition that would really stimulate our senses and create a strong sensation in the artwork and also referencing the Cape, Fynbos and the mountains, the Southeaster, and the sea.
And some of the artists that are involved in this exhibition and what we can look forward to in terms of media, new trends?
Well, Mandy Lake is probably one of the outstanding artists in this particular show. She has studied the ocean and literally looked at it again and again using, you know, some of these wonderful new paints that you can get, transparent whites and clear, clear blues. She's approximated the water and looking into the surf at Cape Point and down into the deep pools, the rock pools, and huge canvases that really, it's an immersive effect. Moby is a portrait artist. She's evoked the children, you know, the real personalities they have, and laughter, and it's an exciting world of a very immediate work, very sensuous work.
So when you say Phenomenal Cape, it's not just about landscape, it's about the people as well.
It tends to be a closer look. It tends to be more about the substance and surfaces of what's around us. Helen van Stalk has looked at the Fynbos going over Okhotsdam, but she's looking at it as a tapestry and translating it with a very gestural movements on canvas, really quite abstract and beautiful, rich, exotic colour. So it is definitely something that is more tactile, more about the feeling, not another table mountain.
Isn't this one of the trends we are seeing, that tactile and use of media in ways of giving rich textures, something that is very, very noticeable in the last few years?
Well, such wonderful media are coming to the fore. These huge sheets of paper that Fabriano are producing, and, you know, one can draw a full gestural motion from the shoulder. It is a completely new world when it comes to technique and to media. It's an exploration.
And that's wonderful. What we are there wanting to do, to explore the Phenomenal Cape. And if you want to know more, you can always check in on mapmaway.co.za to find out what's happening on the art scene. This Arts Roundup is presented courtesy of the Sanlam Art Collection and Gallery. View the collection at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bellville or go online to blog.sanlam.co.za. The Sanlam Art Collection, founded in 1965, is one of South Africa's largest corporate art collections. Interiority, the current exhibition at the Sanlam Art Gallery, Collection and Gallery in Bellville, reflects upon the imagery of the inner worlds of artists such as Irma Stern, Ashley Walters, and William Kentridge. Entry by appointment is free and includes a guided tour of the gallery and works in storage. Visit blog.sanlam.co.za for a unique art experience called the Sanlam Art Gallery.